In Paris, in the late 1980s, a Frenchman invited a group of friends to an elegant outdoor dinner at a popular Parisian park. He asked all of his guests to come dressed all in white so that they could easily find each other. Since that first dinner, this type of dining event has become known as dinner en blanc. How's my French? Is that okay? Good enough? I took German. The novelty of this event has since spread across 6 continents in over 80 cities, including Philadelphia. And the premise is an interesting one. People have to enter a lottery for a spot at this dinner. And only people who have previously attended one of these dinners or who are essentially nominated by a previous attendee are able to qualify for a spot. Once selected, each participant then pays to attend. The time and location of the meal are kept a secret even from the participants until the day of the event. Those attending are expected to bring their own tablecloths, plates, silverware, food, and drinks. Long banquet tables are then set up in iconic urban spaces, and at the set time, participants arrive all in white to enjoy a meal together. Of course, there is some good fun to the novelty of this event and the concept of this secret meetup dinner in a public space. And there is genuine enjoyment by those who participate. But unfortunately, this type of event is not without trouble. These gatherings have quickly become a very public dividing line between wealth and race and status, because it's not only about who is invited, it's also about who isn't. More often than not, homeless individuals in the hosting cities are displaced by these events and forced to move from the public spaces that they are in for the event to be held, as they have not paid to participate. They aren't dressed right, and they didn't pack their own dinner. Something that is perhaps particularly striking at the dinner event in Philadelphia, as it is the poorest major city in the United States. Guest lists, dress codes, seating charts, what is being served and who is being served, who is in and who is out, has obviously been a problem of dinner hosts for generations. This gospel text shows us the same dilemma. This meal that Jesus is having is the third time in Luke's gospel that he's been invited by a religious leader to be a guest at their home for dinner. And each time it seems to further challenge these leaders in the community. This time, it seems that Jesus is challenging the guest list and the seating charts of these dinner parties. In our text for today, Jesus reminds the hosts that they get no credit for hospitality, for inviting those who aren't strangers. Notice the list of people who Jesus tells us not to invite: friends, brothers, other relatives, neighbors. And why? Because these people, generally speaking, are not in need of hospitality. What Jesus essentially says to them is, by inviting your friends and family and your neighbors who are in your social class, you have made sure that you have lost nothing, risked nothing, spent nothing, ultimately sacrificed nothing. You have done nothing that qualifies you as a host. You have invited only people who can afford to return the favor and invite you to their house to feed you there. It's a nice social event. There's good fellowship, but it's not real hospitality. Because you see, biblical hospitality is about taking a risk on behalf of the strangers and aliens in your midst, about inviting the ones who might seem uninvitable and welcoming those the world might otherwise turn away. So we wonder, who are these strangers, these aliens in our midst, these wanderers upon the earth whom we are called to invite to our banquets and our celebrations? According to Jesus, they are the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And this is not some random off the top of his head list. By reciting it, Jesus is actually offending both the host and the other guests. The poor, of course, as a reminder of those who could not repay you, but the rest of the list consists of those who are ritually unclean. They are persons who would not be welcome at worship. They were people who you could not touch or associate with without becoming unclean yourself. And these are the people that Jesus is saying we should invite to the banquet, because this is who Jesus invites to the banquet. As we are the honored guests at this meal, each time we gather to remember and give thanks and receive the body and blood of Christ that is given and shed for us. Because God looks past how the world might see us or judge us, and instead God welcomes us as God welcomes all of God's people. To a meal where strangers become friends, to a meal where the grace given to us is something that we could never pay for or earn, to a meal where God invites us to come up higher, to take part in a meal that is just the foretaste of the feast to come. Last weekend, members of Reformation brought that gift of hospitality to those living with homelessness in Philadelphia. By worshiping with and providing refreshments for those who have no home, for the fourth time this year, they joined the community of the Welcome Church, the ministry of our synod to those who live with homelessness in the city. This church without walls gathers to worship twice a month at Aviator Park, right across from the Franklin Institute, and shares this meal at God's table, where all are welcome, where there is no cost and no dress code, and where there is more than enough for all to share. This is the hospitality that God offers to us and calls us to offer to others. The mission that we live out together in this community of faith, as together we proclaim the love and grace of God that invites us all to this table and fills us up for the daily ministry God calls us to, as we invite all people to join us in this great mystery of God's love, as we serve our neighbors who are in need through the reminders that they have not been abandoned or forgotten by God's love, as we build a living faith, celebrating the joy of the one who has made us and claimed us as God's people, as we come and taste and see the goodness of God, and together say thanks be to God. Amen.